I welcome all of you to this Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. We are very fortunate to have His Grace, the Prasannatma Prabhuji, on the call today to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.11.20 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all best to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining and giving your valuable association and time, Prabhuji. You can take over the call. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So today we'll start with prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrutva Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Srunvatam Svakataha Krishnaha Punyasravana Kirtanaha Pradayantastahi Abhadrani Vidinoti Sukhrutsatam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaye Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistati. So today's verse is 4.11.20. We'll read this verse. Navai Svapakshaha Asya Vipakshaha Eva Va parasya mrutyo vishitaha samam prajatam davamanam anudavanti anishaha yata ramjasi anilam bhota sangaha. So the word-to-word meaning of this verse is na, not, why, however, swa, paksha, ally, asya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, vipaksha, enemy, eva, certainly, va, or, parasya, of the Supreme, mrityo, in the form of time, vishata, entering, samam, equally, praja, living entities, tam, him, dva, manam, moving, anudhavati, follow behind, Anisha, dependent living entities. Yata, as. Rajansi, particles of dust. Anilam, the wind. Bhota Sangha, other material elements. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in His feature of eternal time is present in the material world and is neutral towards everyone. No one is His ally and no one is His enemy. Within the jurisdiction of the time element, everyone enjoys or suffers the result of his own karma or fruitive activity. As when the wind blows, small particles of dust fly in the air. So according to one's particular karma, one suffers or enjoys material life. Purport. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is original cause of all causes, He is not responsible for anyone's material sufferings or enjoyment. There is no such partiality on the part of Supreme Lord. The less intelligent accuse Supreme Lord of being partial and claim that this is why one enjoys in the material world and another suffers. But this verse specifically says that there is no such partiality on the part of the Supreme Lord. Living entities, however, are never independent. As soon as they declare their independence of the Supreme Controller, they are immediately put into the material world to try their luck freely, as far as possible. When the material world is created for such misguided living entities, they create their own karma, fruitive activities, and take advantage of the time element. and thereby they create their own fortune or misfortune. Everyone is created, everyone is maintained, everyone is ultimately killed. As far as these three things are concerned, the Lord is equal to everyone. It is according to one's karma that one suffers and enjoys. The living entity's higher or lower position, his suffering and enjoying are due to his own karma. The exact word used in this connection is anisha, which means dependent on their own karma. The example is given that the government gives everyone the facilities for governmental action and management. But by one's own choice, one creates a situation which obliges him to exist under different types of consciousness. The example given in this verse is that when wind blows, particles of dust float in the air. Gradually lightning occurs and then the torrents of rain follow, and thus the rainy season creates a situation of varieties in the forest. God is very kind, he gives everyone an equal chance. But by the resultant action of one's own karma, one suffers or enjoys this material. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadankitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadan Vaitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vaitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavada Prachachade Satarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Vrashabhanava Devi Dayataya Kurpadaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daite Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jwala Premaja Sri Rupaniga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Sakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Muttaye Dinatarine Rupanika Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagyamute Vipralamba Rasambhude Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Sakti Swarupaya Rupanika Varayate Gauravirbhava Bhumestvam Nidyeshta Sajjana Priyam Vaishnava Sarva Bhauma Sri Jagannadayate Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Krupa Sindubhyaye Vacham Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhyanabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Harpriye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas I humbly request, please bless me so that I can speak few words today. So today I would like to start with you know, few glorifications. January 25th is disappearance of Jayadev Goswami, and January 26th is disappearance of Lochan Das Thakur. So I just want to speak little bit about these exalted Vaishnavas and little like, you know, there is a lot to like, you know, glorify, but I will try to discuss the main points of these two exalted Vaishnavas, and then we will enter into our today's verse. So first I will start with Sri Lochan Das Thakur. So Lochan Das Thakur appeared in this world in 1520 AD. That means 34 years after the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lochan Das Thakur, as you all know, that he wrote Chaitanya Mangala. There are so many books, Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Mangala, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Mangala is very important book where he narrated some of the wonderful pastimes about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Lochan Das Thakur's father's name is Sri Kamalakara Dasa, and mother's name is Sri Sadananda. And he is the only son of his parents. And when in his childhood, when he was raised in his maternal grandfather's home, and his education was completed there. So as a small boy, he met the devotees of Sri Gauranga. And after that, he got married at a very young age. And from his youth, he was very attached to Sri Gaurasundara. And consequently, he is lost interest in material life, though he was surrounded by family, friends, society. And in the youth, he spent most of his time with his guru. His guru name is Sripat Sri Khanda, where he learned about how to do kirtan. Especially the book Chaitanya Mangala, he composed. The basis of this book, as you all know, is a diary of Sri Murari Gupta. So Murari Gupta, who resides at Nadia, composed many beautiful verses in Sanskrit about the life of Sri Gauranga. Sri Murari Gupta is one of the associates of Gauranga Leela. So he described about youthful pastimes of Nimai, which, as I described just now, Murari Gupta Prabhu personally took part in. And later he accepted sannyasa. And our Lochan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavata is basically taken from Murari Gupta's diary. As you all know, Chaitanya Bhagavat was written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he only touched only few topics. But in Chaitanya Mangal, Lochan Das Thakur elaborated on some of this childhood and youth pastimes. And Lochan Das Thakur has written very important statement. My hope of hopes is to be near the lotus feet of Sri Narahari Thakur, glorifying his guru, to serve and worship him with my very life. My Lord is Sri Narahari Thakur, and I am his servant. Bowing and praying before him, I beg him to allow me his service. This is my only aspiration. This shows that how deeply in love and humility of Lochandas Thakur towards his spiritual master. Also, Lochandas Thakur very importantly wrote this statement that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are the most compassionate avatars of all the avatars. Because different avatars comes with different moods. Even Krishna avatar, you know, Lord Krishna teaches so many things, even Bhagavad Gita and everything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this process simply joyful and wonderful. What is the process? Simply chant, dance, sing, and those are the main components. Dancing, singing, chanting. So that's why Lochandas Thakur humbly requests like this. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. These two words are very important. The firm conviction and faith are extremely important. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. Sometimes we will get little doubts, but it will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfections by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction. One simply has to chant Hari Hari without any motive of sense gratification. The other thing he stressed is, you know, we should chant Hari Hari without any sense gratification. That is so key. And Lochandas Thakur very nicely mentioned, how Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jarikhand. Even the animals like tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is so nice that anyone can join, even the animals. Enjoy. What to speak of human beings? Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant, but if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to adapt this path of Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. It is so nice that even stone will be melted with this process. So that is the glorification of Lochandas Thakur, and he is very famous for his songs. Even his Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he really liked this song, Parama Karuna. You all know Parama Karuna. He wrote extensive purport for that song. Let me just talk, let me give a brief summary about that song. The meaning of that song is Parama Karuna. You can Google and you can see beautiful, it's one of the very famous Vaishnava songs. The meaning is Nithai and Gaurachandra are the two most compassionate lords. They are the essence of all the incarnations, the crushed jewels of the avatars, the source of unique joy of prema. Very important statement. The crushed jewels of the avatars, and they gave prema. Oh brother, I implore you to worship Gaura Nithai with firm faith. Give up your attachment to sense gratification. Hello? And merge into this nectar by chanting the names of Hari. Very important statement. Give up your attachment to sense gratification and merge into this nectar by chanting the names of Hari. Look, O brother, there is no benefactor in the three worlds who is as merciful as they. Even birds and animals are fulfilled by hearing their qualities and stones melt. I will repeat this. There is nobody more merciful than Gaur Nithai. Even birds and animals are fulfilled by hearing their qualities and stones melt. Absorbed in the cycle of birth and death, you have fallen by the wayside without any hope for achieving their company. The Lord of Death will come and make you suffer the results of your activities. So swings Lochandas Thakur. So very nice Parama Karuna, very nice song. And Lochandas Thakur also likes Nityananda Prabhu a lot, and he wrote so many beautiful songs glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. So in this glorification, let me read the meaning of course, Gauranga and Nityananda Prabhu. Let me read about this translation. Nithai is the jewel of virtue. My Nithai is the jewel of virtue. He brought the deluge of love of God and flooded the world. He flooded throughout the world. US, Canada, China, Japan, throughout the world, flooded with love of God. He brought the deluge of love of God to Gauranga, flooding the devotees. The lowly deprived are also floating. He excluded not the lowly and deprived, nor the sinful and atheist. The meaning is he didn't even excluded any of these people. Atheistic, sinful, low and deprived people, he gave the biggest gift, that is Krishna Prema, but insisted that everyone take the gift of love, which is beyond the reach of even Brahma. See this statement. This is beyond the reach of Brahma, right? The Krishna Prema. And Gaur Nithai, they gave it for free. To whom? Atheist, sinful, lowly and deprived. Nithai cut the floodgates which held back the ocean of compassion and went from door to give the nectar of love to everyone. Lochandas says that anyone who has not worshipped my Nithai has committed suicide in full knowledge. See this. Lochandas says that anyone who has not committed my Nithai has not worshipped my Nithai has committed suicide in full knowledge. So all glories to Lochandas Thakur, Hare Krishna. So today the other great personality whom we are talking about is Jaidev Goswami. He is not an ordinary person. All these Vaishnavas, we cannot do justification in 10 minutes, but because of the time, we picked very important points in their lifetimes. So anyways, Jaidev Goswami appeared 300 years before the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's very interesting. He appeared 300 years before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But as we go on, we see the glories of Jaidev Goswami. Jaidev Goswami is the author of Gita Govind. And you know Gita Govind, it is such a famous book. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjalila, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote that, quote, day and night in the company of Swarupa Damodara and Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear with great ecstasy the songs of Vidyapati and Chandidas, as well as drama composed by Ramananda Rai. he also used to relish hearing the Krishna Karnamrita and Gita Govinda. So see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to relish the book written by Jayadev Goswami, that is Gita Govinda. What is Gita Govinda is a scripture describing the intimate pastimes of Sri Radha and Govinda. For those who are constantly remembering the rasic pastimes of Sri Hari within his mind, Sri Jayadeva has composed this divine poetic song glorifying Lord's internal pastimes. So this is not for everyone, this book. This book is for the topmost spiritually advanced souls to hear with gravity and attention. The topmost spiritually advanced souls, for them only the Gita Govinda. So Gita Govinda, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear Gita Govinda almost every day. So there are some beautiful pastimes. Jayadev Goswami was in Navadvip, and at that time Lakshman Sen was the king of Navadvip, and he had Jayadev's hymn to the 10 incarnations, the Dasavatara Stotra. When Govardhan Acharya notified the king that it was Jayadeva who composed the songs, then the king Lakshman Sen went in disguise to meet Jayadev Goswami, and he is very impressed and attracted to Jayadev. And Lakshman Dev said, Lakshman Sen said, please come Jayadev Goswami to my palace, I will give you whatever you want. Then Jayadev Goswami humbly suggested that because he is a mendicant and he is living a very simple life, he rejected that he will come to palace. And of course Lakshman Sen was very disappointed, and he said, okay, please don't come to the temple or come to the palace, but I will build a nice cottage at least for you. And he built a nice cottage in the village of Champahati, where, and he also promised that I don't come and disturb you. Okay. So finally, Jayadev accepted the proposal. And in the Champahati, Jayadev had a vision. I just want to remind that Jayadev Goswami was 300 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he got this dream that Radha Madhava combined to form a golden Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Such a powerful personality. 300 years before, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. Radha and Krishna combined together to form Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this, Mahaprabhu said to Jayadev Goswami, please go to Jagannath Puri, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed initially in Navadvip, and eventually he moved to Jagannath Puri. Just like that, in the dream, he requested to Jayadev that please move to Jagannath Puri. And finally, he agreed to move to Jagannath Puri, and he served Lord Jagannath throughout his life. And he wrote so many books, Gita Govinda and Astapadi and many of the other books. So let me tell you a beautiful, beautiful pastime. So Jayadev Goswami was composing this particular section of Gita Govinda, And as I said, you know, this is very intimate relationship and very intimate pastimes of gopis headed by Radharani. And he meditated deeply on what he had to write. And he became concerned that he perhaps gone too far in describing the exalted character of gopis. What he was meditating is, Krishna bows down to touch the lotus feet of Sri Radha. That's what it came into his meditation. And he hesitated, really thinking, how can I commit such an idea to writing? How can I write that Krishna touched the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? How could he be subordinate to gopis? So that's why he said, okay, let me take a break. I don't want to put it in writing, because once you write, you know, many generations will read these books. So he is hesitant and he went to Ganges. He took a break and he went to Ganges and said to his wife Padmavati, his wife, saying that I will go to Ganges and take bath and I will come back and eat some prasad. As soon as Jaydev Goswami left, Krishna came as Jaydev Goswami, and he went to the writing place of Jaydev Goswami, and he himself write it with his own hands. Krishna wrote, Dehi Padapallava Mudram. Dehi Padapallava Mudaram. Means, the meaning is, Krishna bows down his head to the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And also, Krishna took prasadam from prepared by Padmavati. After finishing his prasadam, Krishna stepped outside and vanished. You know, Krishna's pastimes. And once Jaydev Goswami, Jaydev Goswami returned from bathing from the Ganges, when he asked about prasad, his wife was perplexed, saying, oh, you just ate prasad. Why you are asking prasad? And Jaydev Goswami was completely astonished and confused. And he went back, and see the writing. And he saw the wetting. And the verse that was written is, actually he was thinking about the same verse as I told you all before, Dehi Padapallava Mudaram. And upon seeing the verse, he said to Padmavati, the wife, that it is a miracle. See here, what I told you I was reluctant to write has been written here exactly as I thought of it. Tears of ecstasy flowed in rivers from his eyes, and as he stood, the mystery of what has just transpired. Padmavati, he said, you are most fortunate. Krishna himself has written the line, Dehi Padapallava Mudaram, and accepted prasadam from your own hand. And he also, this is such a beautiful pastime. In South India, there is a, I just want to, it's so relevant. So that's why I just want to add this pastime also. Bammera Potana, he is also a great poet. He is the one who translated Bhagavatam into Telugu under the direction of Sri Ramachandra Prabhu. Sri Ram, God Ram. So, that he is writing this eighth canto, Gajendra Moksha, Bammera Potana also doesn't know, in the eighth canto, when the elephant cries, now Potana has to write how Krishna comes from that Golok to help and save Gajendra. So now he don't know how to describe Golok. So that's why he closed the book and he said the same thing. Let me go and take bath and I will come back. And Lord Rama came and wrote this verse, such a beautiful, beautiful verse. And same thing happened. As soon as he came back, he asked for prasad. And you know, I think the wife or daughter, they said, you know, you just ate, na? Why you are asking? And Bhamara Potana is astonished and opened this book, and the beautiful words, Ala Vaikunta Purilo Nagarilo Amola Saudambudapala Mandara Vananta Prantendanta Palatala Pariyantarama Vinodiyagu Vikfala Nagendramu Pahi Pahi and Kuyalincha Samrambiyai. So the beautiful description of Goloka, somebody like, you know, if Lord Ramachandra came and wrote this verse, who can better explain, you know, the abode of the person who is residing there? So the meaning is, Ala Vaikuntha Paramulo Nagarilo Amola Saudambudapala Mandara Vananta Prantendikantapalakpala. The meaning is, there is a beautiful town. That is Ala Vaikuntham, so Lord Vishnu's place. Ala Vaikuntha Puramalo, the town's name is Vaikuntha. And in the Vaikuntha, there is a beautiful palace made of gold, jewels, emeralds, everything. And before entering into the palace, there is a hibiscus garden. And a beautiful lake in front of the palace. And in that palace, what's happening is, you know, Vishnu has having very intimate pastimes. And at that time, Vishnu heard the cry of Gajendra. And anyways, it's a beautiful pastime how he came running and saved Gajendra. But the point is, how these personalities, Krishna and, you know, all these personalities who came, imagine the purity of Jayadeva Goswami and how powerful this personality is. So I want to stress that point. I will end this with this final, at the final final years of Jayadeva Goswami, he returned to his birthplace, Kendubilwa, and where, you know, he every day spent very simple life worshipping his Radha Madhava deities and performing bhajan. He used to take long walk to the Ganges every day to take his bath there. But one day he couldn't go, and Ganga Devi was so kind, and she came personally to the village of Kendubilwa so that he would bathe in her holy waters. So Jayadeva Goswami's disappearance day is like 25th January yesterday, day before yesterday. Till today, they celebrate in the Kendubilwa gram as Jayadeva Mela, till today. So anyways, those are the two glorifications about Sri Lochandas Thakur and Sri Jayadeva Goswami. And let's go to today's verse now, very briefly. Today's verse is very important verse in the meaning that the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His feature of eternal time is present in this material world and is neutral towards everyone. So everybody thinks, where is God, right? God is present externally to us as time, and internally as Kshirodasthaya Vishnu. And many people think, oh, God is partial. He is partial to his devotees. But here in this verse, it is establishing the fact that God is not partial. God is neutral towards everyone. God is neutral. No one is his ally and no one is his enemy. Just like sun, you know, sun, when it comes out, it is equal towards everyone, right? Even it is a thief, beggar, king, Bill Gates, no matter who you are, sun is equal. In the same way, no matter who you are, God is equal to everyone. With this, within the jurisdiction of the time element, everyone enjoys or suffers the result of his own karma or fruitive activity. So, time is Krishna. Within the boundaries of time, everybody has to suffer, his own karma. As when the wind blows, small particles of dust fly in the air. So according to one's particular karma, one suffers or enjoys material life. The example is, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said his devotees are special. The example Srila Prabhupada used to give is government is equal to everybody, right? It protects everybody. Whether you are, whatever you are a teacher, actor, doctor, or engineer, or homeless, it gives the same protection. It gives the same protection. Just like, but government has special affection to veterans. They have veteran hospital, they have so many concessions. Why? Because they are serving the government. In the same way, Krishna is equal to everyone, just like sun. But devotees who has no other motive, like Srila Prabhupada, pure. In Bhagavad Gita, he said he has special attraction, affection. And my devotee will never perish. A government does the same thing. It likes his veterans, it likes his national patriotic people, not only in one particular country, it's there all the time. We give holidays, national holidays on this. So that is the meaning. And in the purport, Lord is not responsible for anyone's material suffering or enjoyment. Who are responsible? We ourselves, our karma. And that's why many people say, he's very...
Krishna, Babuji, your voice is breaking in between. I don't know what is happening to
us. It's breaking, can you all hear now?
Yes, Prabhuji, now we can hear you.
Okay. He is not responsible for anyone's material suffering. And here the example is, when the material world is created for such misguided living entities, they create their own karma, fruitive activities, and take advantage of the time element, and thereby they create their own misfortune and our own fortune. So actually, in the material world is created for misguided living entities. It is according to one's karma that one suffers and enjoys. The living entity's higher or lower position, his suffering and enjoying are due to his own karma. Very powerful statements, these are all. And even Kunti Maharani in her prayer says, Manyatvam Kalamisanam. She mentions that Krishna in the form of time takes away everything. And even Bhishma also mentions the same thing. Krishna in the form of time gave you all the troubles. So anyways, the take home from this is that Krishna is not partial to anyone. Krishna is equal to everyone. But if we do special service, there is a special, mercy, just like a government has on its VA employees or, patriots. And Krishna comes as time and he takes away everything. Not only who we are, he just takes away everything in the form of time. So God is very kind. He gives everyone an equal chance. But by the results of actions of one's own karma, one suffers or enjoys this material world. So with this, I will stop here and we'll have a brief discussion. Any questions, comments, chastisements, anything, please feel free to, you know, let's start the discussion. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya krupasindubhyayavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas. This is Damodarananda Das from Bloomington, Illinois. Prabhuji, thank you once again for another very flavorful lecture, and especially mentioning the pastimes of Jayadev Goswami. So Prabhuji, I have a question for you. I have read many places that before Jayadev Goswami, there is not much description of gopis, Radha Rani, and Krishna's interaction with the Brajvasis. It started from the writings of Jayadev Goswami. So some skeptics, you know, try to say that, you know, it did not exist before, and that Jayadev Goswami is the one who wrote them. But now, you know, after reading our literature of the Sampradaya, it is said that when the devotees like Jayadev Goswami, even Rupa Goswami, when they do their japa, they actually enter the Nitya Leela of Shri Krishna and Radha and the gopis, and they can actually witness, and then they write. So what do you think on this? Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for, you know, that question, and very nice to hear your voice. So the question is, before Jayadev Goswami, is there any description of Radha Krishna's intimate pastimes? Yesterday in Omaha, we started Brahma Samhita, descriptions of Brahma Samhita, and I was very surprised. Brahma Samhita, nobody knows when it was written. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India tour in Tamil Nadu, he got this Brahma Samhita, and he brought back this Brahma Samhita and said, this is one of the most important literature. That too, is the fifth chapter. You know, Eswaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchit Ananda Vigraha Hanadaradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. So my answer is, you know, the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna were described elsewhere too. But with the direction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jayadev Goswami, it's very interesting. Jayadev Goswami was like 300 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and still he's in the dreams, in the vision, seeing how Radha and Madhav combined together, and he's looking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inspiring Jayadev Goswami to write all this literature. And one more very important thing is, you know, when we chant, we all know Nama Rupa Guna Leela. In Brahma Samhita, it is clearly mentioned. Yesterday we were discussing about that, how you can enter into Nitya Leela. Of Nitya Leela happens in Goloka Vrindavan all the time. There are only two ways we can enter into Nitya Leela: by chanting the holy name. And the if you want, you can read Brahma Samhita, the pray, like in the third sloka, fifth chapter, third and fourth slokas. In those slokas, it was clearly mentioned, second, third, and fourth. We all can enter those Nitya Leelas based on our purity in chanting. But to reach that stage, it's a different subject matter. So people who chant so purely, like Rupa Goswami and like, you know, Jayadev Goswami, or any other exalted Vaishnavas, they can enter into this Nitya Leela. It was clearly mentioned in Brahma Samhita. So those are my two answers, that yes, we can enter into the Nitya Leela, but this is, we are talking about such exalted devotees who doesn't have any avigation. As we discussed, you know, they don't have any sense gratification. These are Rupanuga Bhaktas. You know, for me at least, I have to go on Monday, you know, work, you know, all these side deviations. For Rupanuga Bhaktas, they have only one focus, how I can serve Krishna. They don't have any jobs, any houses, any sense, like nothing. Their only motive in life is, as gopis, that how I can serve Krishna. So that is such an exalted position. In that exalted position, when we become Rupanuga Bhaktas, then, you know, in that position, Brahma Samhita, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the most important book. Actually, Brahma Samhita, Srimad Bhagavatam is 18,000 verses compressed into 60 verses, the gist of Bhagavatam. Is compressed into 60 verses, that is Brahma Samhita. So that's why when we take initiation, what do we read? Brahma Samhita. They read Brahma Samhita and then they give initiation. So in Brahma Samhita, it is clearly mentioned. So those are my brief answers. Anybody wants to comment, please feel free. So it's a discussion. Hare Krishna, but it's a beautiful question. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhu, and very beautiful pastimes of different acharyas. It was very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nicely you explained. And also answers are very nice too. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna Mataji. Very nice to hear your voice, and please bless us so that we can improve our devotional service.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu, I have one question. So you were mentioning about Jayadeva Goswami that they are all Rupanugas and they had no other avigations except serving Krishna. So what about people like us who are doing so many other things like raising kids, family, job and other social associations? So is there no hope for people like us who have all these things?
Very good question. So the answer is in first canto, second chapter, sixth and seventh verses. So everything, we are all sadhaka bhaktas, right? We have to chant 16 rounds and we have to follow four regulative principles. We are all sadhana, sadhaka bhaktas. Slowly, slowly what happens is, with this sadhana and association with devotees through this conference call, through, you know, going to the temple and hearing Bhagavatam, slowly all these things will detach from us. It should be natural. It's not artificial. So first canto, second chapter, sixth verse, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Eto Bhakti Radokshaje Ahaitiki Apratihata E Atma Suprasidati. So our Atma will be happy only when Ahaitiki Apratihata, right? Non-stop and favorable. Meditation and service to Krishna. Then only our soul will be happy. And with that process, slowly and steadily, what happens? Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahayatikam. So with that process, what happens is slowly the detachment will come automatically. And the knowledge will come. I want to remind one more very important thing, that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bahunama Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapajyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabaha. So Krishna with his lotus lips and lotus like, you know, Bhagavad Gita, he said, Bahunama Janmanamante. Many, many people take many, 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 many janmas. And out of those many, many, many janmas, Bahunama. Only one intelligent person starts little bit thinking about Krishna. And out of all many people who thinks about Krishna, only one can advance little bit. Okay? And out of those who advance to little bit, who becomes Rupanuga is... So, the moment we are all sitting in this conference call hearing, you know, this Srimad Bhagavatam is... means we are the winners of the biggest lottery tickets ever, right? How many people, they don't have this access, they work so hard, even though they have money, Steve Jobs, you know, pancreatic cancer, Martin Luther King, he got killed, Mahatma Gandhi, he got killed, you know, it is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So my answer is, we are all very blessed, very fortunate. Very, very fortunate to many people when I talk about Bhagavatam. Prabhu, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita same? Nobody, they don't even have an idea of what is Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So, you know, in my humble opinion, we are all very, 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 very fortunate. And also, you know, because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And at the same time, a long way to go. So from here on, very simple. Keep ABCD, right? Association is the key. What happened to Narada? Narada, as a small kid, he keep associating with the exalted devotees, and he ate the remnants, and next life, he became Narada. So it is a natural process as long as we are sticking to the basics, right? Naturally, to get a baby, we have to wait for 9 months. So everything is a natural process, and also our karma, what karma we have been carrying. And also the second part is the Kshirodaskaya Vishnu in our heart. All this I have to come into play. That's why some people advance very quickly, some people it takes time. So there are so many things, but nevertheless, we are the most fortunate people here because of mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and always be association of devotees. And please, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, when Srila Prabhupada came to America, his only two hopes are he brought Srimad Bhagavatam and his faith on the holy name and his devotion to his spiritual master. These three things. And now because of his mercy, we are here. So in the same way, you know, my simple answer is yes. There is hope, there is a lot of hope, and in this process, every day we have to refine ourselves. How can I purify? I met His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj in Houston one week back, and he said these things are very important: humility, cooperation, and love between the devotees. Then slowly Krishna will reciprocate, and we all can become Rupanuga Bhaktas. But when we stick to the basics, chanting 16 rounds, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, respecting devotees, all these things, I have no doubt that, but you know, we have to be in this process. So that's, anybody wants to add this a little bit to this answer, feel free to. But a beautiful question, very important. And always I also have this feeling, right? The biggest inspiration I get is Neha Bikramo Nasosti Prachivayona Vijate Swalpamapesya Dharmasya Traito Mahato Bayat. Even if you do little bit, it prevents from big dangers. Draupadi, yeah, small fairy. And boom, Krishna saved. And Putana. So Krishna is the merciful, most merciful person. And that too we have access to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Nitai, Nityananda Prabhu. How merciful we are. Even if you want to fall down, they don't let you fall. So we are having so much mercy. But anyways, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for your wonderful explanation. This question comes to my mind too. So looks like Mataji asked you on behalf of all of us. And I have learned over time that, you know, when we are in the Grihastha Ashram, we have to perform all the worldly duties. We cannot escape from them. So, and Grihastha Ashram is the ashram that supports the other ashrams. So, even although we are entangled in our jobs, in our families and all, it is our dharma to perform it in a very responsible way and not to get away from it. Even to Arjuna, that option of leaving the war and going was not entertained by Krishna. So, there are some thoughts and some people say, oh, why don't you give up everything and follow what the exalted Shat Goswami's did or, you know, other devotees did. But I don't think that's possible in this day and age to do that kind of a lifestyle, do madhukari and survive. Although it can be done, but it's not easy. And there is a story in one of the Puranas, I'm forgetting Padma Purana or Vishnu Purana, that Narada asked Krishna to show him the most exalted devotee in one of the kingdoms, which all the most of the people were very devotional and they will perform a lot of kirtans and puja and everything. And Krishna shows him a farmer who would get up in the morning, pray to Krishna, and they take prasadam with him and work in the field whole day, come home tired, and then take Krishna's name and go to sleep. So Krishna told Narada that he is the most exalted devotee of his. So I just wanted to share that. Prabhuji, what do you think about that? Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for sharing this. This is a very great comment. I agree with you completely. Even see Jaydev Goswami, we discussed today, his wife is Padmavati, right? His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He married. He was married. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was married. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was married. So, basically very simple. Whether with our marriage, are we gratifying our senses or are we trying to gratify Krishna's senses? Are we Grihastha or Grihamedi? Marriage is not bad. Everything, actually, we can accomplish more if we are in that mood. The example is Jaydev Goswami. All the exalted personalities, they were all married. So so I agree with you, Prabhu. So this conception, but again we have balya, you know, yavana, grihastha, and what is sannyasa? What is the one before sannyasa? It's blocking.
Vanaprastha.
Vanaprastha. So there is a system Krishna has given. So we have to do our responsibilities and everything. We have to do everything in the service of Krishna. Yesterday I was reading 18th chapter. What is renunciation? Renunciation is not like leaving the work and going to Kasi. That is not renunciation. Renunciation is you work very hard and give the results to Krishna. That is the best renunciation. You keep working because we can't stop working. Even you renounce, you have to do something. So I agree with you, Prabhu and Mataji. Yes, family life is very good as long as we are utilizing this. Even see the daily schedule of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He was a magistrate. He used to go to the court, and at the same time, every day he has very regiment daily life. So we have to change our lifestyle somehow. Even if I see a patient, no, it's a very secret. I ask them, as a neurologist, I will ask the patients to repeat. I will ask them to say these words, go, run, go. What's happening in my examination? They say, go, run, go, go, run, go, go, run, go. They don't even know they are saying that. So, in that way, Gauranga, I am asking them to say, go, run, go. Right? As a part of do exercise, I always tell them, keep thinking about this go, run, go, so that every day you remember you have to walk, run. But in the thing, go, run, go, they are indirectly saying Gauranga. One of my good friends shared this tip. So we have to change everything Krishna conscious and try to remember Krishna and try to give Krishna directly or indirectly. But family life is very good. And, you know, slowly, slowly, as I said, things, as Krishna said, vanaprastha and sannyasa, but grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa. But everything to the service of Krishna. Very nice questions. These are all everybody's. If you are not kind of like, you know, sometimes hopeless, read about Neha Bikrama Nasosti and 2.40. It gives immense hope. And Kunti Maharani's prayers. And even Putana, Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Kotan. Third canto, Uddhava's prayers. Putana came with breast full of poison and how Krishna's mercy. And also read Jagai Madai's story, how merciful our God is. So that gives immense inspiration to follow our devotional service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Pranam, Dhanvat Pranam. I just wanted to mention something.
Yes, Madhuri.
Accidentally, they have said it, that Bhakti Siddhanta was married. He was not married. He was Bal Brahmachari. He never got married. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu married twice. Nityananda Prabhu was married. Advaita Acharya was married. Srivast Thakur was married. So they are all so many associates of Chaitanya. They are all grihasthas. Sivananda Sen and all those. So that's what. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada did not get married.
Yes, sir. Sorry. That's correct. Yes, that is good.
Okay. So.
Thank you for correcting me. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Don't take it lightly. Because maybe you know, because you're explaining about Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all this, then it may have slipped out that it married. So, thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Please forgive me.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhana Pranam, our glorious to Shla Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It's a very practical, all the answers and the class is very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Especially, I like the way you tell the, your present Gaurang. It's something very sweet, Prabhu. We can use everything for Krishna, every word also, Krishna service. Yeah. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry, Prabhu, I just remembering the one thing. Now, when Srila Prabhupada was, he met the first time His Holiness Saiptaka Swami Maharaj. His name was Gordon John or something, but Prabhupada can realize by he is the Gordon John. Jordan, something his actually exact name I maybe could not pronounce, but he could realize he's Gaurdhanjan, you know, means he's the associate of Mahaprabhu. Means this is the meaning that even though it's sometime the Sukrita, Agnata Sukrita people are getting by this. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your services.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class and the nice question and answer session. We look forward to your classes more again, Prabhuji, in the future. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhya Vacha Prithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna.
If there are any no more questions for Prabhuji, we can end the call here, I think.
Thank you, Mancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhya Vacha.
Mancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhya Vacha Prithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Ananda Kodhi Jai. Namacharya Sudhadas Thakur ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace, Prasannatma Prabhu ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.